This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The line drive kind of up against the wall in Philadelphia, maybe sixth, seventh inning. I don't remember who hit it. It was a nice play. Made a lot of nice plays on that road trip. Just a little bit during the game, felt okay after the game. Some symptoms started to show up. Medical staff got a hold of him, and very mild in nature is the hope right now. No timeline on him, but I would probably hope, speculate it won't be any more than the minimum.
That's Tony Manzalino talking about Colton Cowser, who is now out with a concussion again. I was thinking about this. So Anthony Santander left in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Cedric Mullins is now gone via trade.
Yep.
Cowser's got the concussion. And let's face it, Cowser's not had close to a good season. Tyler O'Neill is always hurt.
And he can't play baseball. He's a right-handed designated hitter.
So on Hall of Fame weekend, the Orioles trotted out Ryan Noda, Greg Allen, and Jeremiah Jackson with a sprinkling of Jordan Adams to play the outfield with this weekend, which is kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. All you've done is draft college outfielders, mm-hmm. you're supposed to get here quickly.
Hey, Honeycutt's gotten hot since he came back.
Yeah, stop.
Nate George, top 100 prospect.
Now, Nate, who did I talk about when I was at Del Mar?
Nate George
is a firecracker. Yeah. I told you that kid impressed me. That kid looked like something.
Yeah. He's in Aberdeen now.
Yeah. And what did I also say? Get him. And the catcher to Delmarva. They belong in Delmarva. From Delmarva to Aberdeen. Get them out of that league. Don't wait. Get them up. This is a pretty ugly situation in the outfield. And like everything for me with this medical staff falls completely on Mike Elias because he couldn't leave well enough alone.
And he set it up.
E-balled, whatever went on there, I don't know. But I do know they were bottom five the last 2 years prior to this one, and man games lost due to injury. And now they can't diagnose a concussion. They can't see a guy in the bullpen throwing 89 and know he shouldn't go into that game. They can't bring people back on time from Tommy John. They can't stop having soft tissue injuries. They can't keep people like O'Neill, who they knew were brittle when they signed him, upright for more than 2 or 3 weeks
hurt
on
guys
end.
Guys get hurt, shocker.
Like, this to me is an epidemic. Like this, Matt, we just saw Maverick Hanley have a situation where they didn't seem to understand in real time the significance of it. And like, yeah, I'm already predisposed to hate Manzalino because he's terrible at his job. But like, who is he to sit here and pontificate about what's a mild concussion and what's not? And when Cowser's going to come back from an injury that they couldn't even in real time determine was a brain injury?
The medical stuff, absolutely. But I'm more upset at the fact that, yes, there's a couple of injuries there, but how are you trotting this trio plus out there in year 7? And I mean that with all due respect to Jeremiah Jackson, who doesn't have any experience in the outfield. Carlson at one time was considered a thing. Greg Allen was just cut from a Triple-A team, and yes. You just picked up the... Like, how are are we at this point? And that's where it just gets back to the frustration of, like, screw the PPI. Beavers should be up here. Like, even the fact that there aren't intriguing...
Give me Judd Fabian instead of this.
Who cares? Prospects.
Anything other than this.
Like, journeyman...
Why
like
do I need to watch Greg
how
Allen?
How are we back to this point?
We are back to the Dwight Smith Jr.
Yes,
that's
DJ
where
Stewart.
We are. Yes.
That's this, the frustrating thing where you know it's going to be tough sledding the rest of the way because the bullpen is filled with those type of guys, which, okay, you understand. You trade away four guys in your bullpen. Felix probably isn't going to throw a pitch for you the rest of the year. That's five spots. But how are we in this spot with this outfield?
Well, it's again, if they were capable of shame and embarrassment, they would be bathed in it. They would be drenched in it. But I don't think they're capable of it because their egos and their hubris and their ridiculous self-belief and their self-congratulatory actions. Even listening to Elias after the deadline talk about the state of his roster and talk about the bullpen and things like that. They are so far in sort of baseball dystopia where what they see on their computer screens matters. And that's the real truth. And what happens in real life just gets in the way. We're so far down that landscape that nothing should feel like rock bottom anymore. But how is this not a low point for this franchise?
We're
7 years into this.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
This is a blight.
Their messaging is, this is not a rebuild, it's a reload. We're going to contend in 2026. I was thinking about this over the weekend. How? They have no
pitch. I was talking about it before the deadline. Like there's no nothing, chance they're one off season away. That's why they needed to trade Batista before he got hurt again.
They have no starting pitcher other okay. I'll give you Trevor Rogers just because I'm going to be best case scenario because that's the world they live in. So I'll give you Trevor Rogers. Kyle Bradish coming off Tommy John. Grayson Rodriguez made of glass. Like, who's the rest of this rotation? Their bullpen is empty.
And look, if they had anything that was close in the bullpen, it would be here now.
Yep.
So there's nothing close. Now, you could tell me some of these double-A arms will be all right, and Gillies or whatever. Like, maybe, maybe not. But they can't develop major league pitching, so I can't give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they have an everyday major league outfielder on their 40-man roster. Colton Cowser does not check that box for me.
So it's hard to argue right
they
now.
They don't have one on their 40-man. And guess what? Don't give me Enrique Bradfield Jr. or anybody who's not on their 40-man who's in their system. Maybe it's Dylan Beavers, but they don't care enough to see it that they're, you know, they're willing to
Friday,
play,
Jason.
They're willing to play games with it. So no, I think it's an epidemic. And I don't think for one second that they have the brain power or capacity to fix it. They are the primary culprits. The enemy is within. They undid this. They were the startup. They were okay for the first 3 years. Then it was time to get real people who know how to do the real job at the major league level. And they don't have any of them in their front office. And so they're going down the abyss. There is no progress here. This thing is slipping deeper and deeper and deeper into a black hole. And the only solution is to reboot it completely from outside the organization. But I'm not sure this owner cares enough or knows enough to fix it.
Orioles lose yesterday. They lose 2-3 to Oakland. They're off today. Start a three-game series against Seattle starting tomorrow. Coming up next, we'll talk some Orioles baseball. Andy Koska covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. We'll ask him what the heck's going on with this outfield. Is he as embarrassed by this as we are? Andy joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.